G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to my audio review of the British crime film Twist, which stars Ralph Law, Michael Caine, Rita Ora, Noel Clarke, Sophie Simmet, David Walliams, and Lena Headey. It was directed by Martin Owen, written by Sally Collett and John Ruffall, based on the novel Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens, and the plot summary for the film is as follows. Twist is a Dickens classic brought thrillingly up to date in the teeming heartland of modern London, where a group of street-smart young hustlers plan the heist of the century for the ultimate payday. Now, before I sat down to watch Twist, I didn't honestly know what to expect from this film. The only really expectation I had of it was that it was a modern update of the Charles Dickens classic novel, Oliver Twist. Now, I haven't actually read the original novel myself, but I have, over the years, seen quite a number of film adaptations of it. Obviously, of course, would be the 1960s Oscar-winning musical Oliver, which is probably the most well-known adaptation of the novel. But I've also seen the 2005 adaptation, which had starred Ben Kingsley and was directed by Roman Polanski. Now, so I've seen different variations of this story, but what made me really intrigued about this version was, of course, that it was going to be more of a modern day take on the story. So even though, yeah, I'm very familiar with the story of Oliver Twist, I was kind of intrigued to see how this version of the story would approach it. Would it like basically use certain elements from the original book to kind of form its own story, or will it kind of homage it in a way, but be its own complete thing? So I had a couple of ideas what I could be in for when I sat down to watch it. Now, having seen it myself, unfortunately, this film did not work for me at all. And there's a couple of reasons why that is. And I think one of the main reasons why Twist didn't work for me overall is that it feels like a product that came out of a different time. Like, when I was just sitting there watching it, the way how it's sort of filmed and acted, and sort of how the filmmakers approached the story, it felt a lot to me, a lot like a lot of the sort of youth-oriented crime films that Britain was kind of turning out from the mid to late 2000s. And this film in particular kind of felt very much resentment of that. So you got sort of the fast-paced editing, also sort of a lot of the songs and score sort of had more of a sort of a house trance kind of music to it. And it also had sort of that sort of Guy Ritchie kind of influence as well in terms of how sort of the characters act and behave. So it feels like a film from that period, but unfortunately, though, it just made the film feel very dated to me, even though this film only just came out this year. So, and unfortunately, it just, even though it's kind of going for that kind of style, like those films did at that time, but unfortunately, it just didn't really work. And I think another reason why that is because of the script. Even though the writers do what they can to update the story of Oliver Twist to a modern setting, it just never really worked overall. Like, I will give them credit to like using as much as they can from the actual story into this film. Like, you still got all the major characters like Oliver Twist, the Artful Dodger, Sykes, Fagin. Like, they're all here, even if they're kind of slightly tweaked to sort of a modern effect. And I will give credit for the filmmakers for this. I did like the fact that in regards to the characters of Sykes and the Artful Dodger, they decided to gender swap those characters. So in this version, the character of Sykes is played by Lena Headey, and the Artful Dodger, who in this version is just called Dodge, is played by Rita Ora. So I give the film credit for doing that kind of gender switch, because I think that in that regard, it kind of made those characters a little bit more interesting to me, and also kind of diversing the cast as well. But unfortunately, though, as much as the cast do try their best with their characters, a lot of the time it just seemed like most of them were kind of phoning it in. Michael Caine, who in this version of the story plays the Fagin role, even though he sort of brings his trademark gravitas to the role, but he didn't seem as engaged with this story as, you know, he has with other films. And also Lena Headey, even though she's playing a villain role, and we've seen her play villain roles in the past quite effectively, unfortunately she just feels like she's just going through the motions and she's kind of phoning in her performance, which is a shame because this could easily have worked, but unfortunately it doesn't quite. But at the same time though, I will appreciate one aspect of the film is they kind of add a couple of interesting elements to her version of Sykes in this film, which I thought was pretty interesting, but I don't think it really sort of quite work in terms of how it was executed. But also,
Ralph Law,
who, funnily enough, while I was watching for this film, I was looking at him and thinking, it's like, why does he remind me? He's reminding me of someone, but I'm not exactly sure who. But then when I sort of looked up who he was, I discovered that he's in fact the son of actors Jude Law and Sadie Frost. So watching the film, like, he looks so much like his dad. It's so creepy. But outside of that, though, I thought he was kind of a bit bland as Twist. And there are moments where you can definitely see that he definitely has some talent as an actor. But unfortunately, most of the time, his performance just fell a little flat. But granted, this is definitely his very first big major role in a film. Like, this is basically, outside of kind of appearing as a younger version of his dad's character in the film Repo Men, this is his first big major role. And he's definitely got potential, but unfortunately, I don't feel like both the script and the direction really sort of helped him out in terms of crafting his performance on a way that's confident and good. But so he just sort of came off a bit more bland at times. But there are definitely some members of the cast who at least do give it a good go. I actually quite enjoyed Rita Ora as Dodge. It's kind of casting that could not have worked, especially since, you know, in like in all the variations of the story of Oliver Twist, the Artful Dodger is like one of the big major characters that everyone enjoys. And I thought she was quite solid in this film. Nothing amazing, but I thought she was probably one of the few sparks in this film that sort of at least made the film come alive at certain points. And also I enjoyed Sophie Simmet, I probably butchered her last name, please forgive me, who's kind of the love interest of Twist in the film, and I thought she was quite solid too. But outside of that, yeah, most of the cast, particularly the more experienced members, kind of were phoning it in for me. Also, the score kind of just didn't really work for me, and sort of the action set pieces of the film kind of felt out of place, because this is a film that sort of uses parkour or free running scenes in this film, especially with Twist and members of the gang kind of escaping the police and all that by jumping and running on rooftops, which is weird because I haven't, except for maybe the Michael Bay film Six Underground, I haven't seen that sort of style used in film in quite a while. And I know parkour, and I'm probably butchering that word wrong, so please forgive me if I do, or free running, it's also known as. I haven't seen those kind of sequences in a film probably since the late 2000s, early 2010s. So again, that kind of bringing that into this film also kind of just, again, kind of made the film feel very dated, even though those sequences on their own are actually still really well done. And I like the fact that at certain moments they actually go out of their way to kind of show those scenes from the point of view of the characters. But yeah, it just, but outside of those scenes, they don't really sort of fit in with the story. And also the script is also pretty bland and very predictable, and most of the dialogue isn't all that good as well. But that being said though, I think Martin Owen does give the film quite a bit of energy. It's very well paced, it's got and well edited. Like, even it's a film that, even though, yeah, there's a lot of things about it that just don't work at all, but he at least sort of like brings a bit of energy to it so that you're at least not too bored by it. And it makes the film an easier watch because of that. And also, it just, yeah, there's a lot of aspects of it. Like I said, this didn't really work for me, but like I said, it does have its few positive points. Like I said, certain members of the cast are pretty solid. The film has a nice bit of pacing and energy to it, and also some interesting sort of tweaks on the Oliver Twist story. Although it's interesting though, and kind of minor spoiler, is that at the very beginning of the movie, we find out that the actual, even though this is a modern day take on Oliver Twist, the actual book actually exists in the world of this movie. And that kind of just puzzled me in a way, because, and I guess the film was trying to be very self-aware and self-referential because of that, and even meta because of that. But yeah, the movie, it just feels like it wasn't needed, and it just would have been better if it was just more of a kind of a full-blown modern-day take of the story, rather than sort of like taking more of a slightly meta approach to the story. And outside of that small sequence at the beginning of the film, it's never brought up again at all through this film. Overall, while it has a couple of little positive aspects about it, but overall I feel Twist was a bit of a misfire. It just felt sort of not, it wasn't really that well put together. The performances for most part felt phoned in. The script wasn't good at all. And it just was very cliched and predictable. And it didn't really sort of do anything with the story of Oliver Twist to make it into a more interesting film, especially since this is a modern take of the story. It just felt like it took a very sort of very lazy and bit of a dated approach to material. And that's what the film feels. It feels like a relic from a different time. And even though that time was like over 10 years ago, but that's what the film kind of felt like to me. And yeah, it just didn't really work overall. So it's kind of a poor film, this one. So if I had to give the film a rating, I'd probably give it about a 1.5 out of 5. Like I said, there are little bits and pieces about it, individual aspects that I think are actually interesting and decent, but unfortunately they're kind of few and far between, and the rest of the film just wasn't very good, unfortunately. So yep, that's my audio review of the film Twist. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. The film is currently playing in cinemas across Australia, so if you're interested in checking it out, definitely go out to the cinema to see it. See you, everyone. Bye.